ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome in, sports mappers. It's the Usual Suspects. It's Harrison in for Nick. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's 1 hour left in the Big Show extravaganza on a holiday week here at spacious, palatial Gao Media.
That's right.
As we simulcast 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, go back and listen before you tear us up on Twitter and text messages with stuff we've already talked about.
Yeah, because there's plenty of stuff to go back and listen to.
Yeah.
You missed a lot, including KBJ just tweeted and said, "Damn, dude, that sexy sax guy is so funny. Now it's stuck in my head." Yeah, I figured you guys, if you hadn't seen it, you will thoroughly enjoy sexy sax guy.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Yeah. All right, a couple of texts to get out of the way, and then I want to talk about another celebrity that cannot pronounce the word meme. We're going to get to that.
Jim Nance.
Yeah. Somebody said, JJ said, "I took a three-hour nap yesterday when you guys weren't on."
Appreciate you, JJ.
Yeah, that's good. Did you guys talk about that kid in San Antonio and Wagerberg? You were telling me about this. So tell the people what happened, because apparently...
So there's two teenage kids eating at a Whataburger.
Yeah.
And one kid's got a Make America Great hat on again.
Mm-hmm.
And they're minding their own business. And all of a sudden, the guy just walks up to the table, takes his full big drink cup, and throws the contents all over the kid wearing the Make America Great hat, rips it off his head, and then just starts like talking mess as he's walking away with it. And
uncalled for.
It's completely inappropriate and uncalled for. And it's out there. And then lo and behold, people start recognizing the picture, piecing things together. And before you know it, on social media is the house that's listed on his driver's license, the house that's listed on his arrest warrants because he's been arrested several times, and the different pictures from his mugshot to a picture that exactly looks like the guy that did what happened at Whataburger.
It's horrible.
Just idiots.
Yeah, I don't understand people. Again, it goes back to the fact that it's okay if people don't think like you think. I mean, you don't have to do something like that just because they're wearing a hat of a guy that they supported for president. It's I don't know. So was the guy, did they think that it was just basically he was being racist or he was being an a-hole?
Yeah, I just think he was being an a-hole. But, man, you know, it's like almost like someone said he was looking to get back in the clink. I don't know.
Oh,
but
wow.
For whatever reason, it was ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, El Jefe said I had bad Bobby. Bad Barbie, I guess, but it's B-H-A-B-I-E on my Girls Jams playlist. That's the Cash Me Outside chick.
Oh.
She's a rapper. She's a rapper. She goes by Bad Bobby. Can we get some of that?
Are you serious?
Yes!
You're seriously going to totally put me through all of this crap?
All day long, baby. God. All day long.
Can't wait for F-E-F.
right?
Jeez.
Now, we mentioned the celebrities that can't get this right. And I would have never thought that the following gentleman would have never been able to pronounce the word meme. Older people have messed it up in the past. Jim Nance being a perfect example. There have been other celebrities that have called it a meme.
Right.
And not meme. I will say when I first saw it, I thought it was meme, but I quickly learned it was meme very early on because it's like GIF, JIF. I mean, there's, you know. No one's going back to GIF, even though apparently that's what it's supposed to be called.
Instead of GIF, right?
Instead of GIF. But I'm ashamed at this guy for doing this.
Georgia to New York City, all the way out here in LA where I'm at right now. Everybody's talking. Oh, my God. Just do away with the NBA. You've got memes.
I'm sorry.
On Twitter.
I'm sorry, what?
With Adam Silver wearing a Golden State Warriors.
You've got memes.
What? No.
Chandler Parsons? You want to talk about memes and Chandler Parsons? Stephen A., come on, man. You're hipper than that.
I'm saying, that's just so disappointing.
I understand Jim Nance because the whole world is passing exactly. by after he gets by. Hello, friends.
He's old. Yeah, he's old.
Right.
Like, you don't, but a guy like Stephen A. Smith, you expect to be a little hipper, a little cooler.
He dresses hip and cool. The picture that they showed when they were talking about this article, he's got the tennis shoes on with the suit, with the right tennis shoes and all that stuff. He's, you know, like he's hip and cool.
I kind of feel like if you're going to scream, you have to be on point all the time.
I agree with that.
Because you're making sure everyone hears everything you say.
And he does do that, as we can all attest to in this office space.
You could, in this studio, you could hear him in the other studio.
Can you imagine if Patrick Creighton were in side-by-side studios?
Oh, my God. You know, you wouldn't need... If Patrick Creighton and Stephen A. Smith did a radio show, they wouldn't need microphones. They could sit in the studio, you could open the windows, and the entire city of Houston could hear them. You wouldn't need to tune in. You just roll your car window down, and you could hear them.
That is a fact.
Loudest two people in radio by far.
And it's not even close.
No. Not even close. All right. You want some... what do you want? I've got a couple of options for you here. I'm going to let you choose.
Okay.
We can either do the highest paying companies in every state, or we can do, I found this on Google, but it's basically what every state Googles for recipes.
I'm going to go with the company in every state.
Company in every state. All right. So there was a map of America that came out that showed every state and what company paid the most. So this is the company that, I guess, it says, so it's basically their average salaries for their employees or whatever. So 69 companies that listed the reporting of CEOs that pay the median employee, the median ratio was 235 to 1. So this is the average salary, all right?
All right.
The number one
was
in Jersey. NRG Guild pays $964,000 is the median salary.
Not any relation to NRG here?
No, Energy Yield.
Okay.
Nevada was second. Vernetics Holding Corp pays $562,000 to a technology company. California, Guron Corporation, $500,250. They're in health. Massachusetts, Infinity Pharmaceuticals, $495,000. How are you? This is the average salary.
Life is good.
If you're curious, at one of those companies. If you're curious about Texas, they are ninth on the list, and it's Capstead Mortgage Corporation. The average salary is $300,000. They're a real estate company, obviously. Do you know how far that goes a long way in the state of Texas?
No doubt. What's Wisconsin? It's not Harley Davidson.
No, it is. The map is kind of small. Wisconsin is Aleti?
No clue.
Allete?
Yeah, no clue.
174K.
See, weak ass. That figures.
Yeah. The worst is Wyoming, 91K.
Oof.
Everybody's out here passing out big bucks. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. Rhode Island's at 90K with Textron. But Wyoming is 91K. Cloud Peak Energy.
I thought Rhode Island was a pretty ritzy area in and around Rhode Island.
I did too. I would have thought the money would have been higher. Okay, I stand corrected. There is a lower one. I was scanning the map here. Alaska, believe it or not, is the lowest. The Northrim Bank pays on average $60K a year. So I'm not moving to Alaska.
Nope.
If that's the average, because I'm obviously making below average now. Definitely not going to my plans of buying a big plot of land in Wyoming and moving out there. May have to hang that up as well.
It's a good look for you. I think you should go for that.
What?
Live out in Wyoming.
Not now.
I know that's what you want to do, and I still don't get it.
But. I don't know. I would be all right with just being away from people. That would be okay with me.
Just listening to Glenn Campbell songs?
No, not listening to
You're
Glenn Campbell.
You're a lineman for the county, and you live on your own land?
No, that would not be me.
All right, just checking. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Before we do that, I do want to tell you about everybody that knows by now my favorite furniture store, which is Gallery Furniture. I've been doing business with Max since I got to Houston, and for good reason, because the furniture lasts. All the furniture I've bought at Gallery, we still have, still getting great usage out of it, still looks great, feels great to sit on it or lay on it. We've got bedroom furniture from Gallery Furniture, living room furniture from Gallery Furniture. You can too. They have three locations across the Houston area to better serve you. They have Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugar Land. They have the Galleria area, and they also have the mainstay I-45 North exit, Tidwell Parker, both ways. At that location, Max sits at the front desk, and he welcomes you into the store, puts you in the capable hands of some of his very talented salespeople. But anywhere of the three locations that you go to, you're going to get the same great deals, the same quality furniture. All American-made furniture, by the way, from brands like Stickley, whether it's leather furniture, upholstered furniture, or whatever furniture you need for whatever room in your house, Mattress Mack and Gallery Furniture is here to better serve you. That means that everything that they say is exactly what they're going to do. No backorder slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. Brandon here at the station, he went furniture shopping a while back. Everywhere else he went, the backorder slips were going to tell him that he was going to get his furniture within about 6 weeks. He went to Gallery, same exact furniture, saved a couple $1,000s on it, and got it the same day. That's the way they do business. You buy today, you get it within 3 to 4 hours. And the delivery people, they're very much customer service oriented. They're going to take away furniture you don't want. They're going to move furniture you want into put into different rooms, all to accommodate you, their customer, because they're in Houston, you're in Houston. They want you coming back to Gallery any and every time you need furniture. And the one thing that Gallery says is exactly what they're going to do time and time again. Gallery really will save you money.
This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is
DJ's white Porsche, white wrist, white horse. High. I do not sniff it to roll it.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This is awful.
She said something about you bought that at IKEA. That's the big diss.
At least she could actually spit out IKEA and it sounded like the word.
Just catch her outside.
Me outside. This is awful.
Catch her outside, Joel.
There's your throwback Thursday. Just throw it away. It's a throw it away Thursday. Everything we've played today pretty basically throw away.
This is Bad Bobby. You don't know about Bad Bobby.
Thank God.
Which is Barbie, but it's not. It's, I guess, the Boston Bobby.
Okay.
I don't know. She's pretty bad at rap.
She's pretty bad at life.
Wow. Gonna go that
She's
route,
got
huh?
A lot of issues.
Gonna go the whole bad at life route. Well, that wasn't very nice.
Okay. Well, deal with it.
I mean, I'm not devastated by any stretch.
You're not disagreeing with me either, so let's move on.
I was not indeed.
What else you got?
Oh, you just look at me like...
No, I like the fact, by the way, OU Mike gets... I'm going to give him props now, too, because OU Mike gets text of the day.
Yeah, read that one.
Definitely OU Mike says...
Because we were talking about the kids in the cave, the soccer team.
The soccer team, and OU Mike makes a very valid point. In a cave, soccer doesn't matter.
That's so wrong.
It's hilarious.
That is funny.
Glenn Davis would have an issue with that, but other than that, it's very funny.
He totally would. I'm trying to put these in order because I had to do these as screenshots. But I think you will be fascinated by these the different recipes that different states, like the most popular recipe that each state Googles. I think you're going to be.
I guarantee something in Wisconsin is fried cheesy.
No, you're going to be super shocked at what Wisconsin's is.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I'm not. Okay, now it starts off with, so these are the top recipes that have been Googled this year. So this is accumulation of different recipes.
So in Texas, it's boiling steak.
No. All right. So we start off with Alabama, where the top recipe Googled in Alabama, broccoli salad. What? Right off the bat, I was like, first of all, no one in Alabama has ever seen broccoli, much less a salad. How are they Googling broccoli salad? I don't even know what the hell a broccoli salad is. Is it just instead of lettuce, you use broccoli?
I don't know, but I don't
see it. That's just weird.
First of all, I don't see it in Alabama, but I don't see it in many places.
No. Next, Alaska is halibut. How do you not know how to cook halibut in Alaska? Isn't that all there is fish?
But it makes sense. It's so prevalent.
Arizona Spanish rice. Arkansas potato soup.
What?
Yeah, kind of random. This one, no shock. California, quinoa. No shock at all. This one is a shock. Colorado, most Googled recipe, spaghetti squash. I'm out on the spaghetti squash.
Made with weed?
I don't know. Connecticut is quiche. Okay. Very uppity.
That makes sense.
Delaware, baked salmon. Yeah. District of Columbia, crab cakes. Get
Rhode Island is cheese bread. If
yeah.
If Delaware.
Florida, ceviche.
Oh, God.
Okay. Georgia, squash casserole. In Georgia? So, broccoli salad in Bama and squash casserole in Georgia.
I'm trying to think of like what would be more apropos in Georgia. Like, are you known for, you're not known for beef, but you're in the South. But
like,
you know,
peach cobbler.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like everybody, or do you just know how to make peach cobbler?
That's good, Paul.
Hawaii, show you chicken. Don't show me your chicken. I don't even know what the hell show you chicken is. Have you ever heard of show you chicken?
No, but I've got a lot of Hawaiian
friends.
Harrison,
you seem educated. Have you ever heard of show you chicken?
No, I have not.
Good. That makes three of us.
Joey Chestnut would show you my wiener.
No. Idaho was a crepe recipe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nothing with potatoes?
No, which is shocking.
Right?
Illinois, Italian beef. The hell is that?
Ask Granado about
that. Sounds like when I broke down the Stallone porn movie.
Yeah, it does.
Which,
but you know, Granado isn't, he's from Chicago. Italian beef. He's a big Italian food guy.
Indiana is Buckeye recipe.
Which should be Ohio.
What is that? Yeah. Iowa, this is sad. This is the, of all of the ones that I've done so far, this is actually the saddest. Iowa, hamburger.
What?
Who's looking up a recipe for a hamburger? If you need a recipe to make a hamburger, you should not be cooking in the first. Get your dumb ass out of the kitchen.
You
don't need
corn
to be near heat.
You've had so much corn in your day, you don't know how to make a hamburger?
You don't need to be near heat if you need a hamburger recipe.
That's awful.
Kansas is meatballs. I don't get it. Kentucky, what is the deal with the South? Vegetable soup. Has the South just been like, you know what? We're all a bunch of fat asses. Let's get some vegetable
all
recipes
of them are
going.
Now.
Louisiana, no shock here. This is the only one that has made sense so far. Louisiana.
Gumbo.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the only one on this list that makes any sense. Maine is apple pie. Another one that makes sense. Maryland, crab dip.
Yep.
I get it. Massachusetts, haddock. Okay. Michigan is goulash. What the hell exactly is goulash?
It's like a beef stew.
Is it like Midwestern menudo?
Essentially, goulash is Wisconsin's version or the Midwest version of take all your leftovers and throw it into a pot
It's white people's
stew.
Menudo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minnesota is a sloppy Joe.
I loved them when I was a kid.
You love sloppy Joe's as a kid?
Who could not?
This one actually might be the weirdest. Mississippi, the most Googled recipe, taco soup. What?
When having shells just won't do.
What? Yeah, did they mean tortilla soup?
Exactly. Taco salad,
the
tacos,
hell is
taco
soup. Missouri, go ahead and put them in the dumbass category. Hamburger.
Again?
Yeah. Montana, chili. Okay. Okay.
They don't understand how the rest of us live.
Nebraska. Now, this makes sense because white people get a bad rep for this. But Nebraska, the biggest recipe Googled, taco seasoning. It's all white people in Nebraska. White people don't season our food properly. I get it. Nevada, chicken adobo. No idea what that is. New Hampshire is apple crisps. New Jersey is flounder. Huh?
What's Wisconsin?
New Mexico is pozole.
No, dude.
P-O-Z-O-L-E. I'm sure I said that wrong. I have no idea what
that is.
Someone's
going to correct you.
I've got to Google pozole.
I'm sure it's a pasta dish.
It does kind of sound like a pasta dish.
Yes.
New York, chicken cutlet. North Carolina, snow cream.
What?
I have no idea what that is.
That goes with your show me chicken.
Yeah.
That's your dessert after the show me chicken.
Snow cream. North Dakota, hamburger.
Oh, come on.
Three states Googling hamburgers. Ohio is sausage gravy. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't. No. You already shot your. No. I'm not going
to. Okay. Anyways.
You already used your joke on the show me chicken. Show you chicken. New York is chicken cutlet. North Carolina. Oh, I just did those. Okay. Oklahoma hamburger meat. I don't get it. Oregon teriyaki sauce.
You're going to go all 50 states.
Yes. Pennsylvania asparagus. Rhode Island chicken parm. South Carolina chicken bog. No idea what that is. South Dakota, another hamburger. Tennessee hash brown casserole, which is really good, by the way. Hash brown casserole.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Texas tortilla soup.
Okay.
They got it right. Utah. Guess. Just milk. Take a guess.
Milk. I don't know.
How do you make white bread? No, zucchini bread.
Close
what?
Enough. Close
zucchini
enough.
Bread? Vermont is waffles. Okay. I get that. Are that's they the pink? That's the syrup state, right? No, blue. Oh. That's the syrup state. Virginia salmon cakes, Washington pork chops, West Virginia meatloaf. Wisconsin.
What is it?
Guess.
I tried.
Go. What do you think it is?
Something with cheese and sausage and
it's meatloaf.
Oh boy.
Isn't that disappointing?
Yes.
Wyoming is banana bread. I can't even pronounce what Puerto Rico's is. Guam is fried chicken.
That was racist.
And well, it's recette de I don't know. Temblique? Temblique? I don't know. Okay, this is the one that doesn't make any sense. Well, two of them. American Samoa is pizza dough. Not a pizza, just pizza dough. They want a recipe for pizza right. dough. The U.S. Virgin Islands, the biggest recipe, Johnny cake.
Show me chicken.
What the hell is a Johnny cake? Do you, anybody know? Okay, I'm Googling all these. I got to know what a Johnny cake.
What is it?
It's a pancake. Who the hell calls it a Johnny cake?
Someone in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
A Johnny cake is a cornmeal flatbread. Just a pancake.
The cornmeal doesn't make it a pancake.
Get up. It doesn't?
No.
What does that look like to you?
Okay, I know what it looks like, but potato like pancakes are pancakes too, but they don't taste like a pancake.
But they're called pancakes. It's in the name.
Easy, Johnny.
Johnny cakes. Get out of here.
All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show, and we're not going anywhere, so neither should you. Plenty more to get to in the final 30 minutes. And oh, by the way, as we're simulcasting on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, be sure to realize that the Blitz will also take you all the way till 7 o'clock. As we take off, they will pick up where we left off and take you on home. So don't go anywhere. Much more of the show coming up right after these words.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot. Welcome back to the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. On
damn it, Harrison,
ESPN,
you
got to
warn me. Can't just be putting our business out there.
SportsMap 94.1.
Joel's over here spelling names wrong, or words wrong, and I'm putting his business out there now because you didn't tell me we were going
I
hot.
I asked you how to spell it.
And
you
what,
didn't tell
and what
me.
Was my response?
So I took a shot at it. It looked right. My computer didn't correct it. And then we come back and you're hot and you're, you spelled it wrong. That's nice.
Could have Googled it.
Not that much time. I'm trying to be responsive to the listeners during the break.
Let's get this call in. What is this going to be about? Rocky?
Okay.
Rocky wants to talk a little NFL. Rocky, what's up?
Hey, guys. Long time listener. Love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
I have two questions. One is specifically for Barry, and the other is for both of you guys. Nick, you can get into. But one... Barry, I saw you a couple weeks ago at the Improv when you were hosting for those other two dudes. Dude, you were freaking hilarious.
Thank you, man.
Better than the other two guys by far. But I wanted to know when your next show was.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've got one coming up July. Let me pull up my calendar here because I believe it's July 21st. Easiest way, dude, go to barryisfunny.com and my whole schedule's there. Yeah, July 20th. And July 21st is I'll be at the Joke Joint down south featuring for Greg Warren. So I'll actually be doing more time than what you saw at the Improv last month.
Okay, cool. Sweet, man. Thanks.
Yeah, come out, dude. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. And the other thing was home team or cheer team that you root for aside, what is one thing that you're looking forward to this upcoming season? Doesn't matter what team, whatever, just... One thing that all three of you guys are looking forward to this season. And I'll hang up in the...
Appreciate you, Rocky. Thanks for listening, man.
Patriots losing?
Patriots losing, huh?
I love when the Patriots lose. I just do.
Really?
Yeah, because I know too many things. I've been told too many things, and I just don't like the way they go about their business sometimes. So, like last year at the start of the year, Patriots running the table. What's more likely to happen?
Yeah, that is annoying.
Patriots running the table or their first loss happens after 10 games. I'm sorry they lost in week one.
Harrison, what is yours?
I'm kind of, there seems to be a little bit of weird buzz around the Browns this season.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering and interested to see if they'll really be able to do anything or if it'll be more of the same from them.
So, I mean, just off the cuff, I'm kind of torn because part of me, I'm waiting on the decline of Tom Brady. And I feel not specifically Patriots, but I'm ready to see the greatest of all time start that downward trend. So I'm interested to see if that's the year, if this is the year that it happens. But most of all, I want to see what this crop of quarterbacks is going to do as a whole. I want to see, because there was a lot of hype. I mean, we even talked about the Texans. Did they make the move too soon when they got Deshaun Watson on draft day? When we were like, oh, man, you could have waited till next year. You didn't have to mortgage the farm. There's so many good quarterbacks coming out next year. So I'm interested to see, because it kind of relates to Houston, when you can compare those cats to what Deshaun Watson did and like, all right, did they make the right move? Did they, by doing it a year early, did they do the right thing? Because they could have had one of these cats possibly. So that's kind of what I want to see is how does this new crop of quarterbacks that are supposed good to call. Be all so good, how good are they really?
But you really want to see the decline of Tom Brady.
I kind of would like to. I'm not rooting for the guy to suck. I just want to see, because, man, sometimes there was an article that came out. I put it in our news and notes about Ben Roethlisberger, where he came out and talked about the fact that he's not really doing a lot. He's really, more than anything in this offseason, he's trying to rest. He's resting his body. And his quote was, my trainer will get me as prepared as I can, but it's a fine line for what I can do at this age. And I think that when you get to a certain point, the fall off can be rapid.
Oh, we've seen.
And to watch Boston fans' minds explode when Tom Brady starts sucking.
And that's going to be weird because he can suck like really bad this year, and it's still not even going to come close to the ledger balancing for all the greatness. I mean, this is the guy that it's arguable, but it's getting less and less arguable, is the greatest of all time.
And I think there's no doubt now. I think there's no doubt that he's the greatest of all time.
There's still people that want to you know, debate it, but it's just between the numbers and the accomplishments and the titles, it's hard to.
Some other news and notes out of New England camp. Gronkowski said he feels, quote, refreshed and, quote, super ready. So much for retirement, right?
Means he didn't drink.
Remember when that was the big thing? Yes. Is he going to retire? And now he's all feeling great and wonderful.
He's going to wrestle.
Oh, God.
Wasn't he going to WWE?
I believe so. One more quarterback note from our news and notes section. Jacksonville. Blake Bortles, it said he has earned the trust of offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. Hackett said Bortles' improved decision-making will allow him to be a lot more aggressive with his play calling.
So basically throwing against no defense right now at all. He's looked spectacular in making the right decision.
I think if you're the other teams in the AFC South or anybody else on the Jags schedule, you really hope Blake Bortles is aggressive.
Please
be aggressive.
Keep doing God, what you've been doing, Blake.
Just chunk it around the yard, Blake. Chunk it around the yard.
No
question. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell the peeps about the name game.
Uh-oh.
We got to do the name game thing, and here's the deal. We do the name game a lot. In fact, every day.
Yep.
And the way it works is we call out two names. If one of those names is your name, you try to be the first caller and win the prize of the day. Today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard, premier destination for all ski apparel, swim, and designer apparel with stores located in Houston, Dallas, and Austin. You can make St. Bernard the place you go before you go on vacation. Unfortunately, we're not giving away the prize today, so you're not going to get that $50 gift certificate to St. Bernard. We gave it away on the Charlie Polillo show with Patrick Creighton filling in. He gave it away to Kevin, was our big winner. Kevin from Missouri City. So congratulations to Kevin. Keep listening for your chance to win awesome prizes every single day in the name game. Didn't want to forget to do that. Got to let the peeps know.
Keep trying.
Bernice? Never going to be a Bernice in the name game.
No?
I would bet the farm on that.
Eunice?
Never going to be a Eunice.
Okay.
I don't believe so. You want to catch up on some texts?
Sure.
So, everyone, please start sending Barry pictures of belly buttons. That was from White Magic. That goes back a couple segments when I said my buddy. White Magic, I didn't say I had a belly button fetish. I said my buddy did. And I didn't say it was
But if it's an acquired taste, you might be able to.
I mean, it doesn't, like, there's certain fetishes where you're like, that's weird or that's creepy. I mean, belly buttons isn't one where, like, if you sent me a picture of a woman's belly button, I'd be like, oh, God, that's so gross. It's just a belly button. Yeah. I just don't, it's just weird that, like, and they stink. Why
Not
would
if you,
you
put queso in it? That would be weird.
What?
Just saying.
What kind of recipes are you Googling?
Chip
By bowl. The way, speaking of that whole thing, yeah. Tons of corrections. Gula, first of all,
you don't know if they're accurate and right or not. It's just tons of people making corrections.
Oh, and also, it's not bad Bobby, it's bad baby.
No way.
Oh my God.
Like we didn't know.
Like I cared.
Either one.
B-H-A-B-I-E looks like Bobby to me because of the H.
And that's much
Barry,
cooler.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, right?
This is why you're just so dumb sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know if you realize this or not, but it's actually catch me outside.
Oh, it's not cash?
No, it's not cash like money. It's catch.
I didn't know that. Checking. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So goulash is like spaghetti, but with macaroni noodles, and people put sugar in it.
White people. That's you. By the way, differentiate, people.
Yeah. Barry, taco soup is the bomb. You got to make some. Never heard of taco soup in my life, and I'm married to a Hispanic chick. Which, also, pozole, never heard of that. It's a Mexican dish. It's like menudo that doesn't have the stomach lining in it.
I would have said that was Italian.
Me too. That was from Chris Householder. And somebody said, you married a Mexican and don't know what pozole is. Yeah. We don't sit around and discuss the food of our native peoples. I'm not like, hey, have you ever had broccoli? And she's not like, you ever had pozole? Like, we don't do that.
I'd like That's a not cupcake, how we roll. Two pozoles, and a loaf of bread over there, and you know who's going to pay for it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Yeah, lots of folks corrected me on pozole, and someone would have guessed that beer bread would have been the Wisconsin most...
Not a bad guess.
...Googled. And
sauerkraut, maybe.
Oh, God. Sauerkraut's the worst. And Angel Munoz and Connor both tweeted me damn near at the same time and said that list is false because they know for a fact the most Googled recipe in Florida is meth. Both of them said that.
I mean, Harrison and I were talking before the show. We're like,
about
anytime,
meth?
Anytime we talk about any story of just stupid human things, we always think the first state it happened in is definitely Florida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it almost
feels like
time.
It. It definitely feels like it. Shout out to Lauren Pope. She's going to come on the 21st. Nice. She's coming to the show.
Oh.
No. You are. You dirty, dirty man.
I didn't know what you meant. I'm just reacting to what you said.
You dirty
Thank
rat.
Thank God it's the summer months and there's no parental pickup line.
Well, I mean, she is married, and sometimes married folks do schedule their orgasms, so it wouldn't
surprise me in the Pope-mobile.
So I've got you down for a big O on the 21st, and then we'll take 3 weeks off.
In the
and
house
then
of the we'll, Pope, you might want to schedule those.
We'll
things.
Get back at it, right?
The papal house.
Yes, and please don't Google blue waffle. P.
No.
Randizzle out here telling people to
he
Google.
He looks for that every
That's his,
time.
Yeah, his favorite recipes for blue. No, do not trust me. Do not do that.
Extra butter and syrup.
No. That's inappropriate.
Right. Well, you take a quick break. We got one segment left to go in the big show. Then we're going to turn over to the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. So don't go anywhere right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, raise your hand if you like money. All right, you can put your hands down because I've got a great thing for you. Steelhouse Poker Club, the folks that brought you the $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend tournament are back with a bigger and better tournament. It's a $500,000 guaranteed tournament coming up in October. Let me repeat that. A $500,000 guaranteed tournament in October right there at Steelhouse Poker Club, located I-45 North and West Road. Now, these are the folks that their original tournament, their opening weekend tournament, They get it. They did a $100,000 guaranteed tournament. The prize pool ended up ballooning to almost $250,000. So when they do tournaments right. So they're back. They've got more money for you to win. And the easiest way to get a seat in that $500,000 tournament, that's by getting in on their daily cash games. Those games run every day starting at 2 p.m. So if you're listening right now and you're at work and you're like, damn, I don't get off till 4 or 5 o'clock. That's okay. You've got time because they run all night long. So get out there. I-45 North and West Road, easy to get to whether you're coming from the north or the south. It's right there on the feeder, easy on, easy off. But get in on those games. Get the chance to get into that $500,000 tournament coming up in October. Plus, they've got money that they just give out. They give it like $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. And it peaks at on Saturdays with $25,000 that they're giving out. Tons of stuff. They've got cash tournaments that you can get in on, single-day tournaments every day except for Saturdays. But the big thing coming up is that October tournament. So get in on those cash games. Get that opportunity to get that seat. If you need more information, go on over to steelhousepoker.com. You can find out the rules for that. And you can check out the whole, because they've got pictures of the 20 tables and the TVs and all that stuff going on. Steelhousepoker.com is where you get it. Steelhousepoker.com. It's steelhousepoker.com.
Wait, what was it?
You heard the man. Oh. Steelhousepoker.com. We got to get you. We got to get our tournament going with me, you, Nick, and whoever else so we can get you in on this. Get you out there playing some poker.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd like there. It's fun. Like it's really cool, dude. It's like it's a chill kind of experience. I mean, when you first play, you're a little nervous, but the more you get into it, the more relaxed. Then you're just hanging out and, you know, either you get real strategic or you're just having a good time and trying to win some money. So, good times.
Well, we got a little El Jefe sends us a little twist to the story we said earlier about the Make America Great hat Whataburger incident.
Oh.
Witnesses at the San Antonio restaurant told KENS-TV that he and his family saw the three teens in the video joking about hanging blacks and killing off minorities, but then they left before the actual incident occurred. But they said that the witnesses said that the kids said they wanted it to be legal for white people to kill any other race for the 4th of July. If that's the case, a whole different story.
Yeah,
people.
If that's true, but that's a lot
we'll
of
see how it all shakes out.
Yeah, I want to see the video if that's the case. A couple of texts, and then I want to get to this story because somebody came out and talked about what the Spurs are actually asking for from the Lakers,
which is nuts
in the trade. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, but it's they're wilding. We'll just say that.
Yep.
Don't know if you guys talked about the Rockets. Are they going to make a move this offseason? Bro, that's all we've done is talked about the Rockets. How do you?
It goes without saying they've done a fantastic job to this point in the offseason.
Stop
it. Their front office is stellar.
You stop it.
James Harden is the MVP.
Being a contrarian.
And their front office is just, it's a well-oiled machine.
He's lashing out because someone called him out on Twitter. I don't know if you know Harrison.
An a-hole.
Yeah. What, he called you an a-hole? He was an a-hole.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were... I thought he was name calling you. Did he name call you?
But again, because his mom raised the rent in the basement, because the fact that he really hates the fact that his mirror hates him, he had to lash out.
White Magic said, Harrison sounds like his beard has BO.
Now, how did he know Harrison has a beard?
That's what I was going to say.
You sound like a guy that would have a beard.
I mean, my beard
you sound like a hipster.
Twitter.
You know that, right? You sound like a total hipster.
He can't be looking at the producer cam, so.
Yeah, you do sound like a hipster, though. Plus, all the music you like, super hipster.
And, it's all your music.
Well, I mean.
We like Spyro Gyra.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like
that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I don't think so. Do y'all think that Garoppolo will be as good as everybody thinks, or is he a bust? I think he's going to
all
be as
good. All
signs
show he is pointing in the right direction as opposed to that small sample size guy that didn't work out in Houston.
Exactly. And Steelers fan Juan said, I'm looking forward to see if Andrew Luck is finally going to show up big and how the Cowboys crash and burn, or how fast they crash and burn.
I'm not expecting anything from Andrew Luck.
Don't count on either of those.
Right.
Don't count on Andrew Luck showing up big, and don't count on the Cowboys crashing and burning. They're still a run-oriented football team that could get it done, so I'm not suggesting Super Bowl by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't think the Cowboys are going there.
No.
I don't think the Cowboys are going
Don't start that now. We're going to get all kinds of responses, and we don't need it.
I know. All right, so the Spurs trade came out, and a gentleman by the name of Larry Kuhn was talking NBA salaries, and he was discussing what the Lakers would have to do in order to make this work. And this is what he said in talking to Spectrum Sportsnet. From what I hear, they're asking a lot, them being the Spurs. They're asking a lot. My sources are saying that the Spurs want Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, two first-round picks, and two pick swaps. They're basically just saying, give us everything.
It ain't happening.
So the Spurs are like, we want everything, and we'll send you Kawhi because we're going to lose him anyways.
And here's the thing. As I've said previously, even on this show today, the fact of the matter is the San Antonio Spurs are not in a position of strength.
No.
Because Kawhi's people are going to tell any team other than the Lakers, hey, if you don't think this is just a rental, then you're idiots. Because at the end of the season, we're signing in L.A., whether it be the Clippers or the Lakers. Regardless, we're not going to be with you. So don't give up too much.
No.
So if they could, the Spurs are going to try, look, good bargaining to try and hold the Lakers ransom.
Well, you always start at the
yeah,
most,
but,
right?
I mean, and then
you bargain. But now here's the thing. So you've got Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Kyle Kuzma, two first and two pick swaps. Of that, what do you consider to be reasonable?
See, I don't think it's out of the question if you're the Lakers to give up Ingram or Kuzma.
So not both.
And Hart. I wouldn't give up both because Kuzma proved in his rookie year that he's going to be around and be a pretty good player for a while. But I can see two of the three.
So you're saying Kuzma and Hart.
Or, Ingram's a guy that everybody says you can't give up. But until he proves he can put some weight on and there's going to be something more to him, there's still question marks with him. But, yeah, I mean, I'd give up one or the other, Hart. And look, the first-round picks for the Lakers are not going to, if they're going to be what they think they're going to be, the value is not going to be that high anyway. I don't mind giving up the two first-round picks, two of those players, and calling it a day.
I don't know what they mean by two pick swaps.
Means you and I each have first-round picks. I get your pick, you get mine. But if you're San Antonio, unless you think you're going to turn it around in a hurry, you don't want to do pick swaps. It's your choice. You don't have to do them. But it would seem to me that San Antonio's picks are going to be higher than the Lakers.
I would think so, too. But I think that might just be hedging.
Pick swaps doesn't mean a thing. I'd just throw that out immediately, and I'd say give them the two firsts and give them two of those players,
I'm saying Ingram. If you're the Spurs, what do you settle for? What is your minimum that you're
anyway,
taking?
And you're going to let him walk in a year, or teams are going to, as with it being a rental, are not going to give you equal value. I take the two quality players that I can get and the two first round picks, and at least cut my losses.
Okay, so you're saying Hart and Kuzma plus two firsts for Kawhi Leonard.
If I can get Ingram, I want Ingram and.
Oh, okay. Okay.
If I can get Ingram and Kuzma, that's the deal.
Oh yeah,
but if I'm San Antonio, but if I can get Ingram and Hart and two firsts. It's not a bad deal.
I don't think the Lakers do both, though, do you? Ingram and Kuzma?
I don't think. If they're smart, they don't.
Yeah.
Because, again, there's no market.
Yeah. That's interesting, though. But, yeah, basically the Spurs are just like, give us all. Give us everything. Apparently they feel like they're in a position to bargain. So.
Yeah, if you were in a position of power, you say that in a heartbeat, and you mean it. And you stay with a hard negotiation stance. But all it takes is a quick look or any discussion with said third team, not named the Lakers, talking to Kawhi's people to find out you ain't getting him long term.
Yeah. By the way, congrats to you, Harrison. Jeremy on the stream said Harrison is killing it today with the music. Other than that, he ain't no Nick. But your music, which, listen, don't worry about that whole last part. Music-wise, you're killing it, so good job.
I appreciate that, especially, and nobody's a Nick. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. Probably good.
Okay, but it's us. It's always us.
Yeah. What?
It's always us that hates interns and hates the listeners and everything like that. And then every chance you get, you just
pick on everybody equally?
Yeah, well, I don't know about equally. Oh. I take more than most.
Oh, get out of here. You do not. I haven't picked on you in a very long time.
Good, let's keep it that way.
No, I think we're tomorrow.
No. We don't need all that FEF.
It's Pick on Joel Friday.
Super. Filling like, in for Joel tomorrow will be Craig Koshkin.
We didn't get to it today, but tomorrow I want to do this police blotter. This police blotter is from, it's from, what the hell is their name? It's in Oregon. It's some little
there
ass
you
town.
You go screening again.
No. It's on my daily.
Story.
Yeah, Forest Grove.
Oh, close.
Enough. Yeah, it's Forest Grove Police Blotter in Oregon. It's hilarious.
Okay.
I would want to live there just to see all the quote crime that goes on.
Oregon's
pretty funny.
A beautiful place to live. I've lived there.
You can have it.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, you can have it.
Okay. All right. Well,
they just started pumping their own gas.
Why don't you head on over to Wyoming?
No, I'm gonna go get my haircut.
Cowboy.
I will. I'll see you there.
No, you will not. You will never see me there. But look, you will be the lineman for the county and the IT guy for a state.
Nice.
All right. We appreciate you all giving us the chance to entertain you for 3 hours. And we'll do it again tomorrow on an FEF Friday, including our comedian of the week with clips and a special appearance via the phone lines. So make sure you tune in for that. Until then, for Harrison filling in for Nick, for Barry and Joel, we want you to have a great evening and make sure you tune in tomorrow. The Blitz is next right here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.